Here we talk with Alison Coelho, acting co-manager of organization called CEH, Multicultural Health Improvement in Australia. Can you take us through the work of promoting health for Australian multicultural communities?
The Multicultural Health and Support Service is a program of the Centre for Culture, Ethnicity and Health. So overall, CEH works right across the country. MHSS works across Victoria to support people, and we're funded by the State Government of Victoria, to prevent bloodborne viruses and sexually transmissible infections. And the target populations that we work with are people from refugee and migrant backgrounds, asylum seekers, and also international students.
UNAIDS 2017 reports say that the number of newly HIV/AIDS has increased as well. And people who would like to come out and get diagnosed and get treatment being stigmatized. So what are the methods and measures to get these people back into testing and get treatment?
There are many reasons why people are reluctant and scared to get tested. And you've mentioned the major one, which is stigma. So organisations like us work very closely in partnership with the communities. However, we're a very small organisation that has to cover the entire state, and this becomes a problem. And I guess because in Australia, traditionally, the HIV epidemic has really affected one main population group, which is gay and bisexual men. With changing migration patterns, it means that the epidemic is now shifting. And so there's greater numbers of people that are at risk that might not know that they are at risk. For instance, we know that because we all have family overseas, we travel back home. And this also is a really big risk for communities. But also the stigmatisation that they feel here, because they believe when they've left their home country, they've come to Australia, so they're also at risk then as well. So there's a number of reasons. And it's interesting because CEH, we are now involved with some really good research led by Curtin University in WA, Western Australia, and it's looking at the barriers to HIV testing. So that once that research is out, it would be really good to have another conversation about some of the outcomes. But through our experience, and we've been working with communities in partnership for nearly 20 years, we know that the main reason why people don't test is because of stigma. And that is not just stigma within their own community. That is the stigma people experience and the racism and the discrimination that they experience when they encounter health services. So that's another reason why that's part of what we do around the advocacy work we do, is working with these agencies around delivering a more culturally competent and a more health literate service.
Does the safe sex message get across to public?
Most of the safe sex messaging really is targeted at gay and bisexual men, because that's traditionally where the HIV epidemic has hit in this country. However, there are little agencies like us that work right across the country that are working with refugee and migrant communities to do that as well. The problem is many of those communities, when they arrive in Australia, they don't know that HIV even exists here. I think the assumption is because Australia has such a good medical health system that we don't have HIV here. So people are really confused about the messages, and it's not since the 1980s where Australia did have one big campaign, the Grim Reaper campaign, that targeted the entire community. So really, since then, the messaging has only gone to one population group.
So do you think that the current campaign of improving the Austrian multicultural community health has achieved?
So I guess when we work with communities, we work in partnership, as I mentioned before. All our resources are designed by the communities. Last year, we did a campaign that the community led themselves, different people from different multicultural backgrounds. And it was a campaign called I'm Happy, I Know My Status. And if you go to the website, you can see that. And they're little clips. The script and the filming was all done by community members. It is in English, but it's only got those couple of lines in it, I'm happy, I know my status. And that was all designed around getting people to feel more comfortable about testing. Because when we work with communities, we know that in home country, there's testing booths everywhere. And testing booths are very public and very common for people to run into. Whereas here in Australia, it's something that is got a bit more stigma associated with it because there was only one rapid testing facility, and that was, you know, targeting gay bisexual men. Now there's a couple more, and in our centre we can do rapid testing here as well now. So I think the community are unsure of where to go, but you can speak to your local GP or local doctor. Or you can go to the website and contact one of us and we can support you with that. We've only got 8 staff and the staff are from many different backgrounds and speak different languages. So we can support with a new diagnosis. We can help take people to the doctors. But the most important thing that we do is we work with the community on prevention. So we go out, we do projects with community, really fun, great things we do together, as well as deliver community education sessions.
So you guys also have the information in different languages for a community organisation who would like to assess too?
Yes, absolutely. So if we're delivering in person, like I said, our workers speak different languages, but we don't speak the whole 284 languages that are covered across Victoria. So we do use interpreters and we use them well. The other thing also is CEH has got the contract to do the health translations directory. And I think this information is important for every person that speaks a different language that is not comfortable in reading in English. So the health translations directory is a website that compiles information from across the country from different organisations on different health issues. You might have heard of the Better Health Channel, the Health Translations Directory. This site is like the sister site, which has different languages. And at the moment, we've got just under 14,000 resources, and we've got 102 languages represented on the site. So if you type up HIV, you'll get information in many different languages.
How about the migrants who came here to Australia temporarily, or some of the sex workers that some of the Austrian states hasn't legalized the sex industry? So how do they get help?
Well, when you criminalize any activity, whether that's drug use or sex work, what you effectively do is you drive it underground, and it poses greater risk for those people. You know, there's legal issues as well as, you know, the actual very real health issues around, you know, getting equipment and things like that. Look, I just think it's a human rights issue. So for me, all women, all men need to be protected under the law. When they are criminalised, this makes that very difficult to happen, and it puts those people at risk. So for me, it is a fundamental human rights issue. It's not a moral issue or anything like that. It's these people live here and they're entitled to care and respect. So yes, it is a very difficult position for sex workers, but there are sex worker organisations that work in different states. And the peak organisation is based in Sydney and they're called Scarlet Alliance. So each state, so we work with our local one to ensure that we're, you know, trying to support them as much as we can. And the other issue also, I guess, is that a lot of international students are engaging in sex work, and it is a growing issue. most international students, well, actually all international students, have to have private health insurance. So with their private health insurance cards, they can access different services. So they can come here to our centre in North Richmond and use their card here, and they can see doctors and nurses. In October, we will be opening up a youth clinic. At the youth clinic, there will be activities and community education. There will also be food, but also the opportunity to get tested and also the opportunity to see a doctor. We are trying to set up, different strategies that work for different communities.
Do you have anything to add on to this topic?
Well, because this is national, I just wanted to let you know that in Queensland, if any of your listeners need help and they live in Brisbane, they can contact the Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland, and there's a service just like us there. And if they're in New South Wales, in Sydney, they can contact the Multicultural HIV and Hepatitis Service. If they're in South Australia, they should contact Relationships Australia at Peace SA. And of course, if you're in Victoria, you can contact us. And I'll give you the telephone number. It's 9418-9929. And that's the Centre for Culture, Ethnicity and Health. Our website is ceh.org.au. You can find lots of information there about all bloodborne viruses and sexually transmissible infections, and in particular viral hepatitis. And also please go to look for the information on the Health Translations Directory.